Amid everything else, it's Jobs Day today. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The unemployment rate in the United States fell in March down to 4.5%, the lowest it's been in nearly a decade. On the other hand, the U.S. economy created only 98,000 jobs in March, around half as many as economists were predicting. Joining us to talk more about this is Chris Lowe. He's chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Chris, so we only created half as many jobs as we thought we would. How bad a sign is that?
Well, if it sticks, if it lasts, job growth of 98,000 is dangerously weak. On the other hand, this was a really weird, conflicted report. With 11,000 jobs in manufacturing, that's pretty much normal for the last year or two, but 11,000 jobs also in mining, which is downright strong. The weakness was on the goods producing side, and in particular in retail, where there were over 30,000 job losses, not just in March, but in February too.
But, you know, on the other hand, the unemployment rate is 4.5% now, which is the lowest it's been in almost a decade.
Here's the deal. The Bureau of Labor Statistics actually does two parallel employment surveys every month. So one is of a survey of businesses, that's the payroll number. The other is a survey of households, and that's where the unemployment rate came from. And in the household survey, there was job growth of more than 400,000. Now, when you look at the quarterly increases, payroll survey showing fewer than 180,000 jobs, the household survey shows in the quarter average job growth of about 300,000. And that kind of divergence lasting that long is actually pretty rare. It suggests that there's probably something distorting the employment report, not just this month, but this quarter.
So we have two conflicting bits of information on jobs. One says sort of weak job growth. The other says stronger job growth. What about the weather? People say the weather was a big factor in this.
Yeah, the payroll survey is done during the pay period containing the 12th of the month, and it just happens in March. That was the week when a pretty severe nor'easter hit on the East Coast, and then there was also a snowstorm that rolled through the Midwest. The weather tends to affect the payroll report more than the household survey. And the reason is, if I can't make it into work for some reason during the payroll period, then I don't count as employed in the establishment survey. But of course, if someone from the Bureau of Labor Statistics calls me at home, I do have a job. I just couldn't get to it. So I'm employed in that survey.
Chris Lowe is chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. President Trump was at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida when the U.S. military launched those dozens of Tomahawk missiles at a Syrian airbase last night. He was there with Chinese President Xi Jinping, dining ahead of what might have otherwise been the big story today, the much-anticipated summit between the two leaders of the world's biggest economies. For more on this, I am joined now by Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in Washington. Kimberly, first of all, big picture, what should we expect out of this meeting?
Honestly, Sabri, not all that much. This seems to be more of a getting-to-know-you visit. President Trump had a lot of tough rhetoric on the campaign trail about China stealing American jobs and what he considers bad trade deals, as well as military issues. Evan Medeiros is managing director for Asia at the Eurasia Group, and he says this is unlikely to be the kind of meeting where you'll see a big agreement or deal announced at the end.
But the meeting will put the relationship on a trajectory. And the question is, will it be a trajectory marked by cooperation on things like addressing imbalances in the economic relationship in North Korea or not?
And addressing those economic imbalances in particular was something on which the president campaigned pretty hard.
And let's focus in on trade, since that's been a big item. What specifically has the president said he wants to accomplish here?
So President Trump and his advisors have talked about a principle of reciprocity, wanting U.S. businesses and products to have the same treatment in China as Chinese businesses and goods have here. During the election, Trump also said he would label China a currency manipulator on day one of his presidency. He didn't do that, but it might come up.
What else should we be watching for in today's meeting?
I think optics are going to be really important today. Medeiros at the Eurasia Group says 2017 is a particularly sensitive year for President Xi because a leadership transition is coming in the fall.
That means that Xi Jinping is going to be particularly sensitive to being embarrassed or any perception that he's been manipulated or pushed around by the American president.
And President Trump's decision to unilaterally launch the missile strikes while President Xi is in town may play into that a bit.
All right, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in Washington. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The U.S. government wants to know who is behind a particular anonymous Twitter account that's been trolling President Trump. Alt-Immigration is run, the government claims, by a U.S. immigration employee. And so the government has demanded, apparently, that Twitter hand over the identity of the person behind it. Twitter filed a federal lawsuit Thursday saying no. The company is citing free speech. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM American Public Media.